welcome to today's Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. This week, we continue to showcase the amazing world-class healthcare that's available to us here in Erie at UPMC Hammett. Today, we're very excited to be joined by Brian Durniok, the newly named president of UPMC Hammett. Thanks for being with us today, Brian.
It's my pleasure, Joseph. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
I am as well. Brian, you've had a very long, very successful career with UPMC. Can you tell us about the road you've traveled at UPMC, which has led you to being named the new president of UPMC Hammett?
Sure, be happy to share that road. So honestly, it's somewhat non-traditional. You know, going all the way back to the beginning of my career, I graduated from Teal College in Greenville, Pennsylvania. I actually thought I was going to be a history teacher. And I changed my major and went into business and graduated from Teal and went to work for a local manufacturing company named Werner Ladder. At the time, we were a very large manufacturer for ladders and different equipment and worked there in a variety of different jobs. And probably toward the tail end of my time with Werner Ladder, I went into the human resources field and really enjoyed that, and then made the change from manufacturing to healthcare. And I went to work for the local hospital in Mercer County that was called Horizon, and worked for them, and was in the HR field and dabbled a little bit in operations. But eventually, that organization merged into UPMC, and they officially merged, I think, 2003 is when it was finalized. And so as my career progressed with UPMC Horizon, I kind of had this hybrid job of both human resources as well as some operational oversight, and did that for a number of years in different titles, et cetera. And then in 2013, my role expanded and I was named Regional Vice President of Human Resources for UPMC, and actually was based out of Hammett. And so I made the move from Mercer County to Erie County and worked at Hammett for a couple years. And I worked closely with David Gibbons, who's my predecessor. And at the time, David had a blended role. He was the chief operating officer here at Hammett. He was also the president at UPMC Northwest, which is a hospital in Venango County. And when David was named president at UPMC Hammett, I ended up backfilling him down at UPMC Northwest as the president at that hospital, as well as keeping some HR responsibilities. And then within a year or two, I stopped doing the HR work and actually then picked up the responsibility for oversight for UPMC Chautauqua up in Jamestown, New York. And I'd been there since 2019. And so, you know, a lot of different hats, a lot of different hospitals, familiar with the region, spent some time previously at Hammett as well as the other hospitals that make up our pod, as we like to call it. So it's kind of been a winding journey to get to where I am.
Well, I'll tell you what, it really does sound like a fantastic story, being in on the ground floor of the UPMC Horizon merger must have been amazing. And now to see what UPMC has meant to the region. Brian, as you stated, you've got a great relationship with David Gibbons, have worked closely with him throughout the years. Can you tell us a little bit more about that relationship with David and kind of the handoff at UPMC Hammett?
Yeah, absolutely. I first met David, actually, he was a board member when I was at UPMC Horizon. And he was over at in his initial job as president at UPMC Northwest. He was a board member for Horizon, and I got to know David a little bit then. So this is many years ago, we started crossing paths. And then when I came to Hammett in 2013 and started working with David on a day-to-day basis, we really formed a great working relationship, learned a lot from him. He's been a great mentor and friend over the past 10 years. And I've kind of seemed to have followed him throughout his journeys. And so as he left Northwest to come to Hammett, then I kind of filled his role there. And now ultimately, as he's moved on to a bigger job, I've had the good fortune to follow him here at Hammett, but learned a lot from him. Just, you could not meet a better person than David. One of the most caring, compassionate, and bright people I've ever come across.
Brian, knowing David, that is completely not surprising to hear. We definitely think the world of him. But let me ask you this, Brian, a quick progress report. How has your first months as interim president and now president of UPMC Hammett been? Can you share some challenges and maybe some early successes that you've seen so far?
Well, you know, it was a little bit of a whirlwind because David's departure was pretty quick due to some personnel changes over on the other side of the state. And so, you know, I have to admit that when I first got here, I was just trying to catch my breath because things had changed pretty quickly. The good thing, one of the advantages I think that made it a little bit easier is the fact that I had been here 10 years ago. So a lot of the team that are in key roles are the same people that I worked with 10 years ago and who I've continued to work with because we really have organized our region as a shared leadership experience. And so every 2 weeks, I would be on a call with David and his Hammett team talking about what was going on in the region. So had a pretty good idea, at least from a 30,000 foot level, what was happening at Hammett. So I didn't feel like I came in totally blind to the situation. But, you know, obviously a lot of detail that we didn't talk at those type of meetings that I've had to learn. Spent a lot of time meeting people in the community, our civic leaders, political leaders, leaders of the local higher learning institutions, and so on, connecting, meeting a lot of our physicians, although I've got a number more that I need to meet. So really, it was kind of just getting the lay of the land to a certain extent, and then connecting with the key leadership team here so they could help me understand what was going well for them, what the opportunities were, and really just kind of doing an assessment of where we are as an organization and understanding what they felt was running well and what we need to continue to build strategically going forward. And I would say, you know, from a success standpoint, you know, one of the things that I can't really take credit for, but we're really proud of is the nursing program and the nursing school that was quickly started at Hammett about a couple of years ago. And just here in December, we had a graduation, and I think we had 58 people graduate from the nursing program, which is a huge accomplishment for those students, but also will greatly benefit UPMC Hammett. We expect probably around 80% of that class to become our employees. So that's something, you know, very proud of. It's very important that we do. You know, we've had a couple of different accreditations with outside organizing bodies that have come in. And, you know, I think it's always good to have these surveys. I know it makes everyone anxious when someone comes in and scours the place. But ultimately, I think it's great to have independent eyes looking at the organization to make sure that our quality and our processes are good. And we've had some successes from that perspective. And honestly, just taking care of the community. And that's what we're here for. Great care on a daily basis, whether it's people who are in Erie with minor issues or people who maybe are from the region who come here for higher end care, like neurosurgery or trauma or heart surgery. The breadth and scope of care and the people here make it look easy, but they do a phenomenal job with it.
Brian, real quick follow-up question on the subject of the nursing school. And I know this has just been an amazing success for UPMC Hammett, but please correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that from what I remember, each graduating class literally has been maxed out. You can't accept yes. any students.
Yeah, actually, we have a waiting list for the program. And to start the program as quickly as they did, and this I give a lot of credit to David and Jim Donnelly and a host of other people. But what they did is to start a program from scratch can be more time consuming, and they know they had to go fast. So what they were able to do is we worked with an existing nursing school that already was in process at UPMC Jamison in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, and we were able to establish a campus here in Erie as a branch campus. And so that basically allowed us to cut down on the lead time to start the program versus starting it from scratch. And so, but as a branch campus, there's limitations on the size and scope of the classes and how many that you can have as you ramp up the program. But the good news is the most recent class, which just started in the end of August, we have around 120 kids in that program. So it's almost doubled from what our most recent graduating class is. And we expect those classes to continue to grow in size down the road, with ultimately a goal of having almost 200 to 250 graduates a year long term is what our goal is.
Brian, in preparing for today's interview, I learned that you were the president, I believe, of three hospitals when we add UPMC Chautauqua and UPMC Northwest into the mix. Has the search begun for your replacements?
That process is just getting underway at those facilities. And, you know, fortunately, we have a very strong group of seasoned leaders at both of those hospitals. Our vice presidents of nursing, our vice president of operations, excellent physicians and staff. And honestly, I say this jokingly, but there's a lot of truth in it. It's our staff, it's our physicians, it's our mid-management who are the engines of a hospital. Administrators certainly play a vital role, but you know, if you look at a hospital, we're not here 24 hours a day, and we're not here 7 days a week, and the places do a great job. We can't give enough credit to all those other employees, all those other leaders, our staff, our board. They set the tone for us and they make the place to go. So, you know, we try to set the vision, we try to come up with the goals and the strategy, but it's everyone else who makes us look good, quite honestly.
Let's do a deeper dive into your priorities in 2024 and beyond. Can you tell us about those and what you'll be addressing first on your agenda?
Well, there's, you know, really, I like to break it down into four high-level pillars, and everything kind of spins off of that. The first one is our employees and our employee engagement, and we're only as good as the people who work for us. So, you know, number one, keeping the talent that we have. Retention is so important. You know, as people spend time here, they get better at their jobs, they build up intellectual capital, they become more efficient, their quality continues to get better. Keeping those people, keeping that talent we have is number one, making sure that we have our talent. So people are always going to be a priority. A second priority, obviously, is our patient experience. And I like to say it like this: people come here and obviously we want to make them well. That's why they're seeking our services. But the other part of it is making people feel like they're cared for. And I think that ensuring that we have processes in places and tactics so that when people come into the hospital, you know, we're checking on them on a regular basis. We listen to them well. We communicate appropriately and are responsive to their needs. But making sure that patient experience exceeds what those patients want is critically important. Consumers spend a lot of money on healthcare. We want to make sure that not only will we make them feel better health-wise, but we want them and their loved ones to know that they're cared for. So that would be the second big pillar that we're working on. The third pillar is quality. Everything we need to do, everything we do should be done right the first time, making sure people have great outcomes, that they're safe, and that the care they receive makes them better. And so always looking at everything from our training to our equipment, the latest processes, making sure all those are top-notch. And then finally, like any business, minding the finances. and you know, making sure that we're good stewards with the money that we're entrusted with. We spend that money in a thoughtful fashion, whether it's investing in our staff with raises and benefits, capital expenditures for whether it's new equipment or facelifts of departments, those type of things. So those are the four big pillars that we work on. So everything kind of is going to spin off of one of those. But we have a number of different things. We are trying to, we're always recruiting for new talent. We're hoping to add some additional physicians. We've had a great year recruiting primary care doctors. We have 13 new primary care doctors starting at the second half of last year and going into this year. So that's going to be great. Recruiting for a number of other areas of the hospital, and we're optimistic we'll have some new providers in those areas. We're going to do a facelift in our emergency room with the flooring, and just, you know, it's such a high traffic area. Aesthetically, it gets worn out, so we're going to do some work with that. And, looking at some other services that we hope to continue to expand and grow. So, you know, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that Hammett has a depth of services across the board, from basic care to sophisticated care. So those people in our region, which is almost approximately 1 million people who see Erie as the place to go for their high-end care, have the services so they can get that done close to home.
You're listening to Money Radio WPSC's Business Spotlight. Today, we're with Brian Durniok, the newly named president of UPMC Hammett. Brian, of all of the things you mentioned, what do you consider your single biggest challenge in 2024?
I think the single biggest challenge, and it's something that I think everybody continues to face, is, you know, making sure that we are well staffed in all areas of the organization. You can't drive through any street in the community and not see help wanted signs. It really is a lingering effect of the pandemic. And, you know, we continue to do a variety of different job fairs and recruitment, our nursing school. We're looking to partner with some of our local universities and other entities for additional training programs. You know, we really saw this phenomena during the pandemic, where a lot of hospitals and businesses saw their turnover go up higher than normal. And at the same time, we saw the number of applicants for schools, like nursing schools, other schools, go down because, you know, kids were learning from home and we couldn't go to the schools and tell them about their careers. And so the class sizes went down. And so, you know, you had this odd push-pull situation where the exodus of people was faster than the influx of people. You know, we're still bouncing back from that. We're certainly in a much better position than we were a year ago. But we probably still have a couple areas I'd like to shore up, because honestly, having all your positions filled takes a burden off of everyone. Everyone feels like they have the resources that they need, and, you know, just helps the staff feel like they have backup and help. And, you know, every hospital across the country would love to be fully staffed. We're no different than that. We've made remarkable gains on it. But I would, if I had a magic wand, I would fill all my positions today.
Brian, through the years, we've interviewed many of the outstanding team members you have at UPMC Hammett. I'm an outsider, and when I look into your organization, I believe your greatest differential advantage is that amazing team. Can you further comment on your team?
Well, yeah, I got to tell you, I'm so fortunate to work with so many outstanding people. I've learned so much in a short period of time. And my management style is very collaborative. And, you know, I really like to let the talent around me to be the experts that they are. And we have so many experts here, from Greg Beard, who is our vice president of medical affairs and also just a world-class trauma surgeon, to Lynn Rupp, who oversees our physician group, Jim Donnelly, our CNO, Brad Dinger, our CFO, Emily Shears, our VP of Ops, and so on and so forth. They're all experts in their own right. And there's many, many others here, including our physicians. And honestly, like I said, my job is to kind of help with strategy and mission. And then I am fortunate enough that I can kind of just get out of their way, and they take the ball and run with it. And when I think I have a good idea, they always take that idea and they make it better. And so this is a very, very talented team here. And one of the most talented that I've had the good fortune to work with. And I could tell you, I would put the level of talent in Hammond up against any hospital within the UPMC system. We've got some really outstanding leaders here.
Besides the fantastic team of employees at UPMC Hammett, what else sets you apart from all other healthcare institutions in the region and the state of Pennsylvania?
Well, you know, just starting here locally, you know, we're the only trauma center between basically Pittsburgh and Buffalo. So we have people who are coming here all hours of the day, all days of the week, every day of the year, who have had some very, very traumatic injuries and situations, whether it be car accidents, industrial accidents, you name it, they're coming here and we take care of them and they get great care. And so that means we have a depth of specialties that are here and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week that, you know, as I said, is unique because you're going to have to go to Pittsburgh or you're going to have to go to Buffalo otherwise or Cleveland to have access to those services. And so I think sometimes, you know, you get used to having something available to you. You don't think about that. But the reality is we're blessed to have that service in this community. The fact that we do kidney transplants is a very unique thing. Again, you would have to go to Pittsburgh, Cleveland, or Buffalo to have that type of service available. So we really have some high-end services that are unique to Hammett that I would say really is a differentiator, but ultimately a blessing to the community.
Brian, are there any UPMC Hammett technological advancements or initiatives that Erie patients should be excited about in 2024?
Well, we are working on some things that I'm not quite at the point where we're ready to announce, but I would be happy to come back and be a guest here later this year because we are going to have some pretty exciting announcements coming up. We're just in the stages of finalizing some recruitment with some physicians, as well as working through some getting the final approvals for some new equipment that will really make some changes here. But I guess it's a little bit of a teaser, but more to come on that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think we're going to hold you to that offer to come back.
I'd be happy to do it.
Excellent. Brian, last question. And once again, we can't thank you enough for your time today. Any comments on how UPMC Hammett is prioritizing the overall patient experience from admission to discharge here in Erie?
Sure. I touched on this a little bit earlier, and I think it's making sure that we remember that every patient that comes in here is sacred and special, and connecting with those patients, listening to those patients, checking on those things. And, you know, we've started something, and it sounds so simplistic, but it's such a big appreciation by the patients, and we call it hourly rounding. So every hour going into those patient rooms, before they ring the call bell, before they ask for help, just proactively asking, hey, do you need anything? Is there anything I can get for you? Do you need assistance to the commode? Do you need help getting from the bed to the chair? You know, do you need a blanket? You know, if anyone's ever visited a hospital, you know, it's not uncommon to hear call bells. The whole idea is to anticipate that patient's need and make sure that, you know, we're caring for them. And rounding on those patients, and we select so many patients a day. Our leaders go and check on the patients. They come into the room, ask them a series of questions, and make sure they're getting the care that they want. So we have a whole host of tactics that we're doing. Our patients get surveyed, whether they're visit our ED or have surgery or our inpatients, where we ask them to assess our care. We use that information to consistently get better. And it's important to us to make sure that we do those things, because not only do they make them feel cared for, it's a big safety benefit to those patients. Going in that room every hour is allowing us to make sure our patient's condition isn't changing. Asking those patients what's going on is inviting them to tell us if they're not feeling as well as they did the day before. So all those things not only help with that patient to feel more cared for, but it's keeping them safe. So many, many initiatives that we do, and we talk about it on a regular basis, and we measure it and are constantly looking to get better at it.
Thanks again to our special guest today, Brian Derniak, president of UPMC Hammett. Join us next week at the same time when we'll be talking to another great Erie business on Money Radio WPSE's Business Spotlight.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. You can access today's program or other episodes of Business Spotlight by clicking on the podcast tab on our homepage. Join us again next week as Dr. Ralph Ford, Chancellor at Penn State Barron, presents another episode of Barron Talks.